You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us. You join us on Thursday's edition of the podcast. Looking ahead to some racing on this edition at Lingfield and Fosse Last. We've also got racing from further afield as well on Thursday. We've got action at Taunton and Chelmsford domestically, and there's an Irish card at Thurles. So plenty to go at. We'll be live on Racing Radio from midday. Sam Norris here joining me in the studio to take a look at a couple of races amongst some other things. It's a very warm welcome to Chris Pimlott. Pimus, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. Very well indeed. And just, I've really had the appetite whetted over the last few weekends with the jumping game really kicking into gear. What a wonderful weekend we had last week. The race at Ascot, Altio, the race at Taydock with Lost in Translation. You know, really, really happy days to see those horses. And again, two new names come into the fore. I think that's all important, that we get a little bit of new blood at the top of the game. So yeah, exciting stuff, and you know, weather permitting, there's lots to look forward to this weekend and ride on now through the month of December till that dreadful festive time arrives.
Indeed.
That four-letter word.
Yeah.
Xmas.
Right, okay.
Dreadful.
You're not a big fan really, are you?
Not a big fan at all.
But you're right, it has been tremendous stuff recently. One of my favourite things about the jump season, which you don't tend to get as much of on the flat, is you get to see nice horses on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, because of the number of novice hurdles and novice chases. You don't always have to wait for the weekend to see some potentially nice ones. And we're recording this Wednesday afternoon, and we've almost certainly seen a pretty nice one at Wetherby today. We had a good novices hurdle there with Proshima, Ribble Valley and St. Valentine all lining up. All three looked as though they had the potential, but one of them really, really came to the fore, and that was Ribble Valley for Nicky Richards. Runs in some famous colours, of course, in years gone by, and certainly looks to have a nice one on his hands.
Really, really nice horse. He travelled sweetly, he jumped impeccably. And, you know, Brian Hughes had him up the inside early doors of the race. Going down the back, he's pulled him out for a little bit cleaner ground. As I say, he's jumped really well. He's come home nicely. Picked up twice up the straight. He went from between the third last and the second last. He went away from the opposition. And then again, he's gone again from the final flight of hurdles to the line. Lots of ticks in boxes for him. Our colleague Craig Forsyth has been flicking through the times. He says the time is exceptional.
Right.
And there could be, like, this could be now graded company that this fella needs to be stepping forward to. So you'd imagine Nicky Richard will more than likely be looking for something over the festive period or down to Cheltenham in the new year for him. But he does look exciting. He's beaten two really nice horses, and he's not done it easily. He's done it fantastically well. So yeah, really nice to see an exciting young prospect, especially in the north. When I looked at the results last night, and five of the six winners at Sedgefield were trained down south.
Oh really?
I thought to myself, what on earth is this northern jumping scene getting to be like? So it was good to see us have a little bit of a fillet there with the Ribble Valley.
Yeah, definitely. So another of our colleagues, Andrew Thornton, watched him when he won the Hexham race, and Nicky Richards after the race said we might potentially have one here, and that's significant because he's not particularly a man that would hype up the chances of his horses too often.
Oh no, certainly he would hide his light under the bushel, wouldn't he, rather than flag him up. And that's you know, great, because he has actually fallen on a good one, and obviously you know, the black and white colours are great to be seen with a really nice horse again.
Definitely so. On to some other news for people who weren't listening to the show on Wednesday. You are once again leaving the safety of the northern countryside, if only temporarily. All work and no play and all that. And you're off for a little bit of a jolly down in the smoke next week.
Well, yeah, it's our annual exertion to the big city.
And you work hard, Pimmers. You deserve
it. You deserve a little bit of play, exactly. So it's always the first Monday in December. It's the Horse Writers Awards, so anybody who's anybody will be there except me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really look forward to it. It's a great day out, Great to see people that we haven't seen since last year, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And it's good to catch up with some of the old colleagues from back in the day, as they say. So, yeah, really good. Looking forward to it. And fortunately, the rota has given me an extra day to get over it. So rather than Wednesday next week,
yep.
Thursday, obviously the man who does the job said Pimmers will need a day to recover. And the great thing is I will be sparring 12 o'clock Royal Lancaster Hotel with loser. KP.
I mean, that's worth the admission full stop, isn't it? Are there any tickets left?
The tickets are all sold out.
Right, okay. Presumably after you announced this big battle,
big duel.
Inevitably snapped up.
Indeed. Yeah. Pitterson usually comes very dapper, to be fair.
Does it?
Yes.
Well-dressed.
Oh, immaculate.
Was it last year he took a bit of stick for his shoes?
Were his shoes orange or his tie
was
orange?
Yeah, or they were red
like
or
that.
Something like that.
Yeah, they were not really in coordination with his suit.
Right,
but,
okay.
You know, yeah. She should have gone to Specsavers maybe, but never mind.
Who's going to be on your table? Are you well drawn?
Well, you wouldn't say they're well drawn with me,
right,
would you?
Well, I know they're not well drawn.
No, Tinky Winky's got a gang of his owners, and
right, okay,
we've got
a
few of our owners and a few of the guys who've got involvement in horses with different trainers. So, yeah, it'll be a good day.
Mm,
good day.
Good stuff. You'll be back up here on the night, will you, or do you stay over?
If I don't lose my minder, I'll be back up.
Right, okay. And back out with the horses the morning after.
Definitely so, yeah. Busy times.
True, true professional.
Indeed. Nothing I wouldn't dare not to get up. Mother would shoot me.
Yeah, wouldn't be worth it, would it?
It would not, mate.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed you don't lose your minder down in the smoke and the grime of the capital.
Indeed.
Yeah, get back up here to the fresh air. Well, no, good stuff, I'm sure. I'm hoping there'll be some stories that have come out of that. I'm not here next week, but I'm jealous of whoever's hosting on Thursday.
Yeah. There could be a bit of banter, couldn't there? Indeed.
Let's turn our attention on to this Thursday and the racing that we've got coming up. As mentioned, we've got meetings domestically at Lingfield, at Fosslass, at Taunton, and at Chelmsford. And there's an Irish card over at Thurlers. We've got a couple of races, though, back-to-back picked out, so fingers crossed for a quick-fire double, really. The 155 at Lingfield is where we start, one race on the flat and one over the obstacles. And at Lingfield, we've got a mile and a quarter handicap. Betting at the time of recording, mid-Wednesday afternoon, sees El Ghazwani as the 3-1 favourite for Hugo Palmer, 100-30 for Michele Strogoff. Time Change is 4-1, 6-1 about Universal Gleam, Sky Defender is 8-1, 17-2 Mr. Scaramanga, Lawn Ranger is 12-1, 14-1 for Stamford Raffles. The Dead Eight Runners going to post at the time of recording. Hopefully it stays that way. Competitive enough look to the early show of betting, Pimmers.
Yeah, it certainly does. And certainly looking at the form figures, it looks extremely competitive as well. I think the thing that stands out for me here is a lot of these like to race keenly and race up with the pace. So last time out, Sky Defender led, Michelle Strogoff led, El Ghazawi was prominent, Mr. Scaramanga led, Universal Gleam was keen, Time Change mid-division, Stamford Raffles in touch, and Lone Ranger raced wide and came from off the pace. So I think there's going to be a strong pace to fire at, and because of that, I'm going to take a chance with Time Change. I mean, she was in at the deep end last time out when she was in Enlisted Filly Stakes at Yarmouth, over a mile and two, the same trip as tomorrow. She was a 50-1 shot on that occasion. She was 6-15, beaten 5 1/4 lengths behind Fanny Logan, which, to be fair, I don't think was no mean feat. And I think just as the race is going to pan out, she might be able to just come off and pick them off that strong pace. So she'd be my idea of the winner in what is a competitive race. And if I was going to try and take another one each way, it would be the bottom horse, Sky Defender, who I will forgive him that run last time out when he was Laughter's 15 behind a headman at Newbury. And go back to his form when he was a winner prior to that. And at 8-1, he might represent a little bit of each way value with the Dead Eight taking the chance.
Okay, Time Change to pick with an honourable mention for Sky Defender as well in that 155 at Lingfield. Just 10 minutes later, we get a Fosslass for the 205, their feature race of the afternoon. A 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. Six of them for this. Iron Horse heads affairs at 11-4. Air Horse 1 is 100-30. 7-2 for Who Shot Who. 5-1 for Dalaman. Searching is 11-2. Sir Optimenth is in a betting at 7-1. What will be the choice at Fosslass?
I'm afraid it's not very original, but it's got to be Iron Horse. You know, he did it very, very well at Uttoxeter last time out. 20 lengths success. Obviously, he's gone up £10 because of that easy success, but more than likely, there's an awful lot more to come from him. He's had an absence of 186 days, which I wouldn't be too concerned about. And again, he'll get the ground that'll be in his favour. And lots of ticks in boxes, taking on a field that actually haven't been in great form themselves of late. Air Force One ran okay behind Dan McGrew at Plumpton over 2.5 miles last time out. Who Shot Who? Fifth and nine, beaten 22 lengths behind Valdez at Hereford last time out. That was slightly disappointing. Searching was only fifth at Exeter last time out behind Smarty Wild. Shrop de Menth, again, we haven't seen that one for 15 days when running at Exeter, but beaten a long, long way when last of nine. And Dalaman, again, pulled up before the last at Chepstow and has shown very little of late to represent being a challenger here. So I didn't think there's a lot of strength in depth. I think Iron Horse can take the job forward again, and despite him being the 11-4 favourite, I'll stick with him.
Iron Horse then the choice at Foss last. That goes with Pimmer's earlier selection at Lingfield just 10 minutes for that race of Time Change in their 1:55. You can join us on Racing Radio from midday for all of the action. Plenty of it on Thursday. We hope you can be with us. Pimmer's, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Enjoy London. Come back in one piece.
We'll try.
Try your very best.
Yeah.
And we'll speak again soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.